Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Adina Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. Welcome to your sixth episode of Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. In the last episode, we went over some basic old-fashioned, old strategies, marketing strategies that you can use today to attract more customers and clients to your home-based business. Now, in this episode, we're going to go over some little different ways or effective ways that you can actually make money from home. If you want to start making money from home, you want to become a home-based boss, we're going to be exploring some unique ways to make money from home, even though it can be a little scary sometimes even thinking about it. Generally, we all know that when you mention working from home, especially when I started 20 years ago, working from home, people jump to the conclusion that I'll be bum rushing them, knocking on their doors, hounding them to have a home party. And sometimes I did. But today, it's a little different. And yes, there are many awesome ways to make money from home by not knocking on doors. And this pandemic has opened up the first one that I want to talk about, and that's telecommuting. Now, telecommuting is an awesome option. Right now, the pandemic has forced people to work from home, forced employers to think about how an employee can work from home and make money, and how that their job can be effectively ran from home. Many of these positions are data entry or internet research or some form of way using pretty much data entry to get the job done from home. And now is a great opportunity to start looking for those jobs to where you can have an employer and still be your home boss. I'm going to say it like that because once you get accustomed to working at home, you might end up being the boss. And let's talk about writing. Right now, blogging for companies and article marketing is a very good way to make some money online. Now, I remember 20 years ago, when I worked from home, I did a lot of data entry and I did a lot of article writing for companies. I even put together, when I first started out, I put together data for and organized data for magazines. So if you have a skill in writing, you write well, it doesn't matter what language it is, if you write well, people will hire you to do blogging. People will hire you to do articles. And they do have article directories where you can just start writing articles and putting them into the directories and referring people to your site where they can buy from you. So that is one that I did when I first started out. And I'm really starting to gravitate back to that. Becoming more and more concentrated on article writing and directing people back to the website. If you have a product to sell, you can write about that product every day. Or if you have multiple products, you can write about that product every day. Just how to use it, what is it for, who would benefit from it. These are some things that you can write and put them into the article directories. And people who read them, or if you're writing, you can write articles for social media and people read your articles and you can direct them back to your blog or your URL, your store, however you're presenting yourself online and building your brand. And also article writing can actually help build your brands. And you have people who are new bloggers, you can elicit bloggers to see if you can write for them. These are ways to make money writing, and I think that is a great way to start your in-home business if you want to make money as a writer. You don't necessarily have to write a book. You can also gather information like on health and fitness, and you can write about salads and create a small PDF on different salads and why salads are good, what things should be in a salad, what things should not be in a salad. Everything should not go in your salad. So different vegetables that should be eaten together that will help for the digestion. These are just some suggestions on how to turn your home-based business into a more profitable one. And let's talk about freelancing, writing for other people, and then selling your work. So there's a whole genre. When I first started out, there's a whole genre where people write for private labels. And so what they do is they will write the basic information, or even the information, on a subject like health and fitness. So how to exercise your glutes to where you get that, let's say, where you get that operation look. So it's right now, these buns, people are paying for beautiful behinds, and these buns are $1,000 buns where you can do exercises every day that will get it to where people would think that your bun is not real. So it's just great. And so you can come up with a way to write for someone and then sell your article to them. I know when I, or as an editor, freelance editor, I know when I was writing my book, I had to have an editor. You have to have an editor, because sometimes you're writing so fast, it's, you're throwing up the words, and you want second eyes on your work. So I hired an editor to edit some of my articles, some of my books, to make sure that it made sense to the reader. And so you can become a freelance editor or builder or painter. I don't know if anybody would be a freelance painter, but you could paint like I do. I paint, and every now and then I sell my paintings. So you could do your artistry through freelancing. So working for other people, building platforms. We have people who build funnels. We have people who build websites. We have people who build the back end, help put in the plugins for your back end to your website, all different things. You can become a freelancer. What you can get done for who people would like to automate or source out, they could do it to you. So freelancing, always think about being the boss through freelancing. The next one I want to talk about that I'm excited about is affiliate marketing. Oh, Dr. O, what is affiliate marketing? Well, affiliate marketing is when someone has a product like Coca-Cola. This is no plug for Coca-Cola or Slim Fast, and I want to sell it for them. So I'm a Walmart store. And inside my Walmart store is Slim Fast and Coca-Cola. Well, online, they have what is called affiliate marketing, where someone creates an online product, a coaching series, diabetic ebooks, and they're selling it, but they need a little extra help. And so to get more customers to their website, they're willing to hire an affiliate marketer, or a marketer who will tell everybody about their product through a special link, and you get money for it. So if you post to social media, the affiliate link that they gave you that marks your name on their product, so they'll know how to track what you sell, you can make some money. And I've done this, and I've made some money, some pretty good money doing affiliate marketing. And what better time to do affiliate marketing is right now, when we're in a pandemic and everyone is forced to go more and more online to get in touch with people, to get information, So affiliate marketing, Google it. This is not a training for affiliate marketing, although I think I will have a podcast series just dedicated to affiliate marketing, because that in and of itself is a great way for the new entrepreneur, new bosses, home boss business entrepreneurs to get their foot wet in the online money-making process. Today's podcast is very short, but it's important that you find a way to make money online. It is not easy, but it is practical. And once you have an idea, do not let fear of moving forward or the chatter inside your mind or the chatter outside from people that are close to you that you know, love, and trust, who cannot see you doing some of these things. I would say start it sometime and hold it a little close to your chest. Let them find out that you're doing it. Create a web, a YouTube channel, and post your affiliate links on there, or talk about the affiliate links on there. There's ways to make money in affiliate marketing. So do your research, and look for future podcasts about affiliate marketing, because that is something that is really taking the online market by storm. I am excited for you. And make sure you look for the next episode that's coming soon. We'll be talking about ways to deal with everyday stress in running your home-based business. If you're going to be the boss in your home-based business, then you will run into some stressors throughout your day. But until then, I am Dr. O. And remember, Mark 9 and 23, all things are possible for those who believe. If you find value in any of these podcasts or the one right now, please think about pausing a little bit, stopping and sharing with your friends, family, those you know, love, and trust, and even those who you think could benefit from just having this information. I just want to thank you for listening. Please join us later. I am Dr. O, and I am out of here.